Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, let's talk about New York. Let's talk about New York because it is a complicated city. Politics can be as complicated perhaps as the city itself. Mixed neighborhoods, loyalties, identity politics, ideological fault lines. And one of the more intriguing developments is the question as to whether Jewish voters, particularly in some of the more religious areas, are now willing to back Zohran Mamdani. So he's, of course, a Democrat, and he is known for his strong criticism of Israel and his pro-Palestinian stance. And it raises critical questions about politics, political priorities. Have they shifted, or are we being sold something that might not be accurate? To dig into this, I'm joined by John Day. He is a U.S. attorney. He is a regular visitor and a regular expert here on Chai FM. John, good morning. I'm hoping that you are well. So, for listeners who might not be familiar with Zohran Mamdani, can you just give us a snapshot of his political profile?
Good morning, Howard. Good to be with you, of course, as always. Mamdani is a second-term state assemblyman in the state of New York, and he would be the first Muslim mayor of the city ever. He was born in Uganda, became a naturalized U.S. citizen. His politics are, the best description is far-left progressive democratic socialist in New York. He is, his campaign has been focused on some nuts and bolts issues like free bus rides and affordability issues and really trying to toe the line on the progressive left-wing economic agenda. But he's also drawn intense criticism for his essentially inability to condemn globalize the Intifada comments that he's made that he refuses to reject. So what's happening is the city voted him. He won the first round of voting. He beat the former governor, Andrew Cuomo, who had the support of the traditional Democratic Party, more traditional Jewish voters. And what Mamdani has done, it looks like, is attracted Jewish voters in New York who are crossing into his Democratic Socialist camp. They're what looks like, and there are no hard numbers on this, so it's hard to know exactly what the numbers are on the voters who supported him. But he's drawing support from the far left, of course, but also it seems to be attracting more moderate traditional Democratic voters, Jewish voters who might have voted for Cuomo, but seem to be attracted by his Mamdani's economic message and also by his message on Israel. And it's divided a lot of the voters, a lot of the neighborhoods in New York, apparently, because traditionally you would think that these voters would side with Cuomo, but they seem to be appealing to them, and he's drawing voters who wouldn't ordinarily be voting for a Democratic Socialist.
But I'm still unclear on what basis. He doesn't have a track record. His policies are suspect at best. Forget his political comments and his affiliation with pro-Palestinian, or rather, I don't think it's an issue to be pro-Palestinian. I do think it's an issue to be anti-Israel. I think there's a very real distinction between the two. So he globalizing the Intifada is not pro-Palestinian, it's anti-Israel. It's anti-Jewish. Even put that aside, his economic policies are very, very scary and will undoubtedly result in a flight of employers and finance from the city of New York. He doesn't have, as I say, a track record of running a city or anything else. What is it that is drawing people, never mind progressive Jews, what draws anybody to him?
Well, it's and this is what's scary for the National Democratic Party in the bigger picture, which is this the response to the sort of the Donald Trump era? But specifically in the city, what looks like it is happening is It's a reaction of among maybe moderate, generally Democratic voters, traditionally Jewish voters who would have voted for someone like Cuomo, but it's a reaction to what they think is the his policy on Israel, a reaction to his policy on Gaza, and it's an attraction that is unusual in the sense that it would not have happened with any other candidate, and he's certainly galvanizing and polarizing. It seems like the very more traditional Jewish communities in the city, because there's a lot of opposition to him, of course, claiming that what his message, of course, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. But the number, and there are no hard numbers because the polling really doesn't specifically go far down enough into the neighborhoods that would be normally traditional neighborhoods. But he's getting this far left and also across the board moderate support. And some of it's based on his economic message. Some of it is based on the claim that the mayor of New York doesn't have a say in, say, American policy toward Israel, but that that doesn't recognize the fact that the city is one-tenth of the population of New York is Jewish, and the voting turnout is much higher among that community. So he's drawing people, he's drawing money. Of course, he's being opposed by the traditional business interests who are seemingly lining up with Cuomo, who's running as an independent, not as a Democrat. So it's going to be interesting to see the next round of voting, how well Mamdani can galvanize that support and how he fares against Cuomo, who is getting the traditional business, more conservative, more moderate business community support.
So how does this work? What is the next round?
Next round is going to be the decision-making point. They've got, you know, New York has gone to this ranked choice voting, but what Mamdani is focusing on is trying to drawing as much as he can at this point. He has a team. He's got a team of advisors. He's got a lot of very prominent New York Jewish political leaders who normally would not be supporting someone like that. Normally they'd be voting or supporting Cuomo as the traditional moderate Democrat. So again, a lot of things.
But is this within the Democratic Party? In other words, so far it still stays within this environment. Is that correct?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because nationally, I think this is scaring a lot of the national Democratic power structure, because here's a guy coming out of nowhere. As you say, he's got no track record to speak of, nothing he can point to say he's run anything larger than a small assemblyman's office. And suddenly his message seems to resonate with a community in a city that normally wouldn't buy that. And so nationally, the Democrats, I think, are being concerned that this is something that if it expands nationwide, it's going to be a response to the Trump administration and the Trump era, but in a way that is so much farther left. I mean, the idea of a democratic socialist helping craft the democratic strategy is a little bit surprising.
Who are the candidates outside of the Democratic Party that will likely come up against him in November?
Oh, there's some guys who are sort of traditional gadfly Republicans who run. But you remember the last Republican who really did well in these elections, of course, was Michael Bloomberg, who was much more moderate, internationalist, a guy who could really cut across the business community and the other various constituencies. So, but this is not like that. There's no Bloomberg character in the race for the Republicans. And the fear of Democrats nationwide is that suddenly this is going to be would this guy be considered a leader of the Democratic Party, even though he's a Democratic socialist, so far left that of the traditional party structure?
So I'm going to make a prediction, and I know it's very, very early, and I'm generally wrong at these things. I've got good insights. I just don't have good, predictive abilities. But what's going to happen is, and I think what people aren't necessarily taking into account, is that many of the religious Jewish communities, of which there are significant numbers in New York, especially given the size of families and given the demographic, are within a while going to get behind one candidate. And whereas they might not have gone out to vote in the past, they are going to do so. And I believe that he is not going to be successful in this bid. I do think it's going to be a problem for the Democratic Party, because I think it signals something much, much deeper and more dangerous in the party. But I don't believe he's going to land up being the mayor of New York. I could be very, very wrong. But that is how I see it. I don't know. Your closing thoughts, John?
Well, I think, you know, I've learned that your instincts on these issues in the American political scene are, I would never challenge them, Howard. I think you're
you
always
should.
On
it.
But you're always
does.
Right. So that's yeah. where I come. But I think you're right. I think it's something that is scaring the National Party. Because if he's successful, what does that mean? Mm. But I think you're right about the response of traditional communities who are looking at what he's pitching and saying, we've got to come out, we've got to turn out for this. But again, there's some time. I mean,
things
internationally could happen that could affect this. And so, you know, again, at the end of the day, it remains to be seen.
John Day, U.S. Attorney, thank you as always.